With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says Democrats will pay a price for shutting down the government.
Nobody wins in these shutdowns. The Democrats should have read the book on federal government shutdowns because Republicans wrote it. You cannot leverage your policy agenda from the minority by shutting down the federal government. At the end of the day, all they did was hurt a lot of Americans.
Congressman Emmer, a Minnesota Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is renewing his claim that Ukrainian President Zelensky lacks the leverage needed to sustain Ukraine's fight on the battlefield.
President Trump made the comment while discussing his new plan to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump has long had a tough relationship with the Ukrainian leader. President Trump says he expects Ukrainian President Zelensky to respond to his new plan in less than a week. Mr. Trump told reporters Mr. Zelensky will have to approve the new plan.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, Zelensky is facing a corruption scandal in his government as well as battlefield setbacks. Pope Leo XIV has accepted the resignation of ailing Spanish bishop who is under church investigation for allegedly sexually abusing a young seminarian in the 1990s. It's the first known time the new pontiff removed a bishop accused of abuse. In a statement from the Vatican yesterday, Leo had accepted the resignation of Cadiz Bishop Rafael Zanora. It didn't say why, but the 76-year-old Zoranoza submitted his resignation to the Pope last year when he turned 75, the normal retirement age for bishops. It hadn't been accepted until El País newspaper reported earlier this month that Zanorosa had recently been placed under investigation. This is SRN News. American girls are turning their backs on marriage.
It's a cultural cliche that dates back to antiquity. Females are anxious to tie the knot, males less so. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds only 61% of girls in the 12th grade say they want to be married someday, down sharply from the 83% who said so 30 years ago. But even more surprising is that more 12th grade boys want to get married these days, 74%, than do girls, a statistical flip-flop that may have no historical precedent. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida election officials have taken steps under pressure from activists to advance a proposed initiative to legalize recreational marijuana on next year's ballot. The procedural move comes after the campaign behind the issue, Smart and Safe Florida, filed a complaint with the Florida Supreme Court. This is SRN News. Another sports gambling story. This time, the NCAA says a former men's college hoops player repeatedly bet against his team.
The NCAA says former Temple guard Hasir Miller placed dozens of bets on Owls games, including some against his team. The NCAA deemed Miller permanently ineligible after finding he placed 42 parlay bets totaling $473 on Temple games between 2022 and 24. The NCAA says three of those bets were against his own team. Former Temple special assistant coach Cameron Winter and former graduate assistant Jalen Bond were found to have violated NCAA rules by betting on pro and college sports. I'm Gethin Coolball.
New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani is standing by his past criticisms that President Trump acted like a fascist. This comes after a surprisingly friendly White House meeting between the two Friday. More details, SRNnews.com.